Hello and welcome back to another episode of Jiu-Jitsu School. I'm Professor Nakamoto, and today we're diving into key insights from episode 2 of the BJJ Mental Models podcast, hosted by Matt and Steve Kwan. They've shared valuable lessons on guard recovery techniques focusing on core mechanics like posture, structure, base, frames, and levers. Let's break it down. Firstly, they emphasized guard recovery, pointing out that managing distance and maintaining proper posture are crucial. Proper frames and understanding of levers can help you control and manipulate opponents effectively. In discussions of the lockdown technique in half guard, the Kwans highlighted its limitations. They noted the difficulty of generating base and the risk of head control by the opponent. They warned against over-reliance on techniques that compromise posture and the importance of always protecting your neck. They highlighted alignment, underscoring the principles of posture, structure, and base. They explain that frames, our limbs used to manage distance, and levers, force multipliers, are essential in controlling opponents. Different range frames are vital depending on your position. Matt and Steve stressed that in guard, instead of hunting for submissions and sweeps, focus on managing distance and maintaining alignment. They cautioned that not all frames are strong. Effective use and transformation of frames into levers are crucial. When attacking moves like the triangle choke or defending them, utilizing your spine as a frame and engaging your core leads to more effective control and submission defense. For side control, mobility and the use of wedges and levers can improve your control, generating powerful, precise force. BJJ is fundamentally about control. By breaking down your opponent's structure and managing their movements, you create opportunities for successful submissions. Steve shared an insightful personal story about the effectiveness of using frames and wedges for both offense and defense against stronger opponents. They also discussed wedging as an essential mechanism for controlling an opponent's movement, whether defensively or offensively. Finally, they elaborated on the concept of core engagement in submissions, especially in techniques like arm bars, emphasizing the importance of leveraging fulcrums for effective control. In conclusion, what do we take away? Mastering core mechanics, frames, levers, and wedges is essential for effective jiu-jitsu. Emphasis should be on control, posture, and managing distance. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave us a review. For more resources, check the show notes and visit our website at jiu-jitsu-school.com. Until next time, keep rolling and keep growing.